The other day, I tried to count how many professional baseball teams Brewers catcher Eric Kratz has played for in his career. It wasn't long before I ran out of fingers and toes. But Kratz was the perfect fit for Milwaukee this summer, playing great defense behind the dish and providing huge hits and RBIs in the playoffs. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Sports and Commentary. This is Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online for more information or if you'd like to give at WWIB.com. Eric Kratz back with me on the program. Eric, your college buddies came to Milwaukee for Game 6 of that National League Championship Series against the L.A. Dodgers, and they became the Eric Kratz cheering section, wearing all of your former big league jerseys. Was that a surprise for you?
I had no idea. That was a complete surprise. My wife, while we were flying back from L.A., asked me, she's like, "Will you be stressed out if somebody surprises you for Game 6? And I'm like, "No." She's like, "Okay, well, I just want to make sure." And I said, "Well, you're kind of stressing me out. Like, why should I be stressed out? If somebody wants to come and surprise me, that's awesome. Like, I think that's a really cool thing." And she's like, "Okay, well, I'm just checking." And so I assumed there was one person coming because I knew I had signed her up for one extra ticket. And little did I know that she had talked to our traveling secretary and signed up 12 extra tickets. And it was one of my buddies. It was one of my buddies that was there, set it up, Joel Daly. He lives in Goshen, Indiana. And so he just got everybody on email and text and was like, "Guys, we got to come out here and we got to support him in this. Like, this is the biggest game of his 17 years. Like, and for all those guys to come out to, I mean, my one buddy, his son's birthday was the next day. So he flew home at 5 a.m. after that game.
That is what friendship is all about. Well, at the age of 38, Eric, how are you feeling after a long baseball season?
I feel tremendous. Everybody says, "Well, you're 38, and how are you even able to walk? How are your knees feeling?" I feel great. I really do. I mean, I always attribute it to the fact that early in my career, I never really played. I was not the primary player, so I really kind of watched a lot of games early in my career. And later in my career, once I got out of my original organization, that's when I started to get a little bit more of a look. And the teams were like, "Hey, you know what? This guy, he might be able to help us at the big league level." And that's when I got some more playing time. But even then, you know, I didn't play a ton. So it's something that I feel like my body's fresh. I work at it. It's not that I don't work at it. I feel like I put a lot of time into that stuff. But it's not, you know, I've been very, very blessed to not have injuries that have derailed my body and derailed my career.
Yeah. Well, you made the paleo diet famous.
Yeah, you know what? I told Joe Buck in Game 7 because everyone kept saying, "Oh, yeah, you know, you're paleo, all this stuff." And I'm like, "Well, you know what? I think that was something that was kind of blown out of proportion." The original writer who was asking me, she kept pressing me about, you know, "Well, what's your diet? You have to have a diet. You can't be in this good of shape and not watch what you eat." And I'm very strict about what I eat. I am. But she was trying to paint me into a corner of what my diet is. And I said, "Look, I don't really know how to explain it other than the fact that I try to take the best out of, like, all the diets are great, but I feel like there's always something that is maybe not conducive for me, maybe not conducive for, you know, as much activity as I have, you know." So I told her, I said, "I take the best out of paleo. I take the best out of vegan. I take the best out of gluten-free. I take the best out of a sugar-free diet." And I just kind of, I go from there. You know, I kind of, you know, people have heard of the Daniel diet. I kind of use that as part of, you know, it's all research that I've done and then kind of applied it to myself. Well, what she heard was that I was paleo and vegan, which is considering my father's a my father was a butcher growing up, and my uncle is in veal sales. That would kind of take me out of the vegan category.
I guess so. Well, typically, you know, there's a much smaller press corps covering the club, but in the playoffs, and especially, Eric, with the impact that you were making on the field, suddenly the national press sort of descended upon you. What was that like?
It was different. It really was. I told my wife, I said, I see how the other side lives now. Normally, I'm the one, you know, feeling bad for these guys that are having to do all these interviews. But it was cool, you know, they getting to do the interviews and stuff. It wasn't. I don't know how to phrase it, but it wasn't my words. You know, I always during the season and during the postseason, nothing different. You know, I just prayed that the Lord would use His words through me, and so all the media and everything. While I don't feel like they necessarily discourage me from professing my faith, it's something that is, it's an incredible time to hopefully make it a witness. And if that showed through in the national media, it was all worth it. It was all 17 years of playing baseball was all worth it for that little bit of time for him to be shown in the national media.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I tell you what, on that note, let's plan on getting together next time here on Sports and Commentary and dive a little deeper into your story of finding Jesus as your personal Savior. Eric Kratz of the Brewers, the catcher, on the air with us again today on S&C. Thank you so much. And as always, you and your family have a great day out there in Virginia.
Thank you. You do the same, though.